All right, so Baruch Hashem, we made it to the first night of Hanukkah. Closed up the windows over here, but look on the outside, so the candles are burning out there on the Mirpeset. And tonight is candle number one, which I always think, you know, it's a big mazel that we paskin like Beis Hillel and not like Beis Shammai. Because, I mean, I guess for you guys, you know, everybody takes care of their own menorah. If you're a Sephardi, so then you don't even light a menorah, you know, maybe you get to light in the Beis Medrash or something. But you're taking care of one. Bez Hashem, one day, you know, you have a family, a larger family, so you're setting up not one menorah, you're setting up many menorahs. And I always think to myself, if you had a setup like Beis Shammai on the first night when you're just getting into this thing, and every single person has to have eight candles and a shamish, so it would really take a lot of doing. But we don't paskin that way. We paskin like Beis Hillel, and everybody knows that the reason that we paskin like Beis Hillel is because Milan B'Kedusha, and Beis Shammai says the other way around. Beis Shammai says that instead of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, we go 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Like Parei Achag, we start out with a lot and we end up counting down to 1. I remember it was over 30 years ago when I was a second year bacher here in Yeshiva. It wasn't this building, it wasn't the building before this either. It was two buildings ago on Rehov HaBucharim. And I actually went back home to Muncie over Hanukkah because it was my brother's bar mitzvah. And I spoke at the bar mitzvah, as a big brother has to. And I spoke about Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. And I remember that what I actually talked about was Beis Hillel, was that the energy of Hanukkah is that you start out with one point of light, something small, and it's Milan B'Kodesh. And that we have to go in life, Michael al Chayil, that you have to start out with something small and then the next day more, and it's Milan B'Kedusha until you have a big bonfire, which is going to take you through the rest of the winter and through the rest of your life. What I said about Beis Shammai at the time, if I remember correctly, was just that Beis Shammai, in a nostalgic way, seems to talk to us. I was Madama, it's a summer vacation. Where, you know, you have summer vacation, and in America it's a good 10 weeks, you know, not like over here where it's 3 weeks. Nebuch, the kids over here, right? Good 10 weeks. So you have a solid block of time. But then, as the time is going, so then, you know, you're counting down. And when you're down to 1 week left of vacation, so then every day counts. It's 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And that's how Beis Shammai does the Chanukah Neiris. But how does that fit with Parei Achag? And really, what's the message behind Beis Shammai? The message behind Beis Hillel, Milan B'Kodesh, is something that we can really identify with. But Beis Shammai have their own shita. And in reality, they're both right. It's just that we paskin like Beis Hillel. But Eilu Ve'Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim. So tonight, on the first night of Hanukkah, in a couple of minutes, I just want to talk about the shita that we don't hold like. And that's Shitas Beis Shammai, that you're really supposed to start out with eight candles and then work your way down. And that's Keneged the Parei Achag. And what's the message that we're supposed to take from that? What's the idea of starting out with eight as opposed to one? Parsha starts out this week, Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei Aviv Be'eretz Kanan. That Yaakov lived in Canaan. Ela told us Yaakov Yosef. The Iker told us of Yaakov, at least according to one pshat in Rashi, is Yosef. Yosef is ben Shvasre Shana, Hayaroya Esechov Batzoin. He's a shepherd with his brothers, shepherding the sheep. Vuhu Nar es bnei Bilha. And he was a Nar. Nar is not a very nice title. We'll say that a chazan is a Nar. A nar is somebody who doesn't quite get it. He's youthful. He's almost naive. He's not quite there yet. We call Yosef a nar. Why is he a nar? V'hu nar shehaya oisa maisa nairus. He used to act like a young person. mitakin besairoi, he would fix his hair, spent a lot of time in front of the mirror. Mashmesh be'enov, he would even make sure, you know, there's no gook in his eyes look just right. Kadeshira nira yafe, so that he looked very handsome, he looked very good. So we always look at it, we smirk at it, but, you know, we're all like that. Any yeshiva bacher in this country, you know, whatever it is, any teenage kid, 20-year-old person, before they get married, maybe even afterwards, you know, the suit has to be just so, and it's got to be this type of shirt and not that type of shirt. I remember I once went with my son before Pesach to the Borsellino store here in Eretz Yisrael. I remember my day, you know, you went to, what's it called, Bancroft Hatters in Williamsburg, you went to get yourself a Borsellino, but it was nothing like this. Maybe it changed there too. Here you walk into the Borsellino store, and they have this, you know, this LED television set in front of you, big TV screen, where there's a movie with all these yeshiva bacharim with their Borsellinos, and they're all dancing like they're at a chasana, you know, like everyone's wearing their Borsellino, and everyone is like really into this. It's like we're getting our Borsellino. I said to my son, it's like, what's the point of the chasana? You know, like the guy found his bashert, he found his Borsellino, and like, that's it. That's what it reminded me of. It's like, I used to be the same way. The same way. My mother, she should live and be well, out of Yom HaZeh, she's like, you know how you used to make me crazy? You had such an eye for taste, so I'm always on the cutting edge. It had to be this, had to be this, until we could go buy anything in the store. Maybe nuts. Bunar. That's what it means to be a nar. But is it such a terrible thing? It's youthful. You're not quite there yet. You're not quite developed. But there's a power that goes with that. And that's why you call the nar. That's what being young means. And Yosef, because he's called a nar, not on the negative side, there was a certain youthfulness that Yosef had, there was a certain power of youth that Yosef had that was going to take him a long way in life, got him into certain nisyonos also, but it made him into Yosef HaTzadik. There's a very wild medrash in Kehelis, brought other places too that I always like to talk about being a nar. The Pasuk in Kehelis says, "Smach bachur v'yaldusecha," that a bachur should be very, very happy with his youth. V'yitivcha libcha v'mei bachurusecha, v'alech b'darchi libecha, follow your heart, uv'mare einecha, and what your eyes see, but v'da ki al kolele yiviach elekim b'mishpat. But know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take you to din on all of this. Says the Medrash in Kehelis, Smach bocher b'yaldusecha, Amr of Shmuel by Yitzchak, Bikshu chachamim lignoi sefer Kehelis mifnei shematzu by dvarim shematim litzad minus. The chachamim wanted to take Kehelis because of this pasuk and put it in Geniza, put it in Techerim, get rid of it, throw it out. Why? Because what are you telling people? Go after your eyes, go after your heart. That's like Sasura Achre Levavchem Achre Nechem. What are you telling him? Smach Bacher Bialdusecha. Go after your eyes. Go after your heart. It says that the Chachamim, they looked at the end of the Pasuk. At the end of the Pasuk, it says, Vidak, Yalkol Eli Yaviach Eli Kimba Mishpat, Amru, Yafe Amar Shlomai. That Shlomo HaMelech said good. At the end, he said good. Now, I always ask the question, so let him say better. Let him say, Al tismach bachur b'yaldusecha, v'al teilech achar darchei libecha, and don't go acharei einecha. Why? Because acharei kol eilo yuvi'el ekim b'mishpat. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take you to task. So what are we saying over here? No, Shlomo HaMelech said good, smach bachur b'yaldusecha, go after your heart, go after your eyes, but realize that at the end you're going to be taken to din. Why is it Yafa Amar Shlomo? And what's the power behind Yosef HaTzadik? Why is Yosef HaTzadik called a nar? What's the maila in that, if we could say such a thing? And what does that have to do with Beis Shammai? What's the power of Beis Shammai? What does it mean when we say that you're supposed to start off with 8 candles? I remember many years ago, and that's so many years ago, 15 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, I don't remember exactly, a very interesting character in yeshiva. Very interesting character, because this guy came in, and he was a first year bacher. He had already been the president of his shul back in, I think he came from Los Angeles. Now he's living somewhere else on the West Coast. He was the president of his shul. Now, in the U.S. Constitution, if you ever took the trouble to read the U.S. Constitution, so there's a minimum age that you're allowed to, you know, run for Congress, a minimum age of Senate, a minimum age for president that goes higher and higher. There's no such bylaw, apparently, in this guy's shul. And so the guy who had been the president, you know, for 10, 15, 20 years, or whatever it was, he was standing for re-election. And so this young knackeder, 16-year-old kid or whatever, 17, what are these old guys, you know, I could do a better job than him. And so he ran. It's almost like Trump, you know. And he won, right? He won. When I first heard the story, I was totally aghast. Because, you know, I grew up in a Beryl Wine shul in Muncie. And it was very refined there. The people who were the presidents were not necessarily the people who were like the biggest gvirim in the shul, the people who had tons of money. He picked very refined people. One of them was my father, of course, you know. But he picked very refined people, dignified people, good people. And, you know, so to me, the fact that this 16-year-old decided that he should be the president of the shul. But one thing I said to myself is, I don't know whether this guy is going to, you know, end up on the right side or on the left side or somewhere in between, but this guy is going to go very far in life. Because anybody that has that type of azus, anybody that has that type of chutzpah, anybody that has that type of rutzin when he's 16, 17 years old, he's not going to be hitting singles, he's going to be hitting triples and home runs. Let's just hope that he gets the right direction and he ends up hitting it, you know, whatever, hitting it in the right direction and going to the right place. But that's the power. There's a certain power that the naivete of youth, I would say, even if you're not so naive, but youth has a power. Youth has a power, youth has a potential, and we're given that when we're young, because without it, so never get anywhere. And the Maisa, if you take a look at the Maral in their mitzvah, very good to go through different pieces in the Maral. The Maral says that basically is the yesod of the machlekes, not machlekes, two ways of looking at it, between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel basically is talking about Kedusha. Kedusha is something which grows very, very gradually. One day to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next. It starts small, and then through a lifetime, you build your Kedusha. But Beis Shammai comes from somewhere else. Beis Shammai comes from the fact, I'll read you his Lashon, Ki harishon hu haschalas akol. The beginning, right, is where it starts. L'kach hu yoser b'mayla. It has an element which is higher. Because in the beginning, there's the potential, there's the kayach of everything that comes afterwards. The first day of Chanukah has the power of all the other days. When you're young, you have the power of the rest of your life. It's all inside of you. Young people are bristling with energy. They want to do something. You know, a young person who's not energy, it's the biggest tragedy. Because inside of you, you have blood coursing. You want to accomplish things. And that's why, says the Maral, that's why we start out the Parei HaChag with the most. Because the first day of the Yom Tov of Sukkot is the greatest day. That's why it's the Chag. Because that first Chag has the potential of everything. Yosef is a nar. He doesn't have the experience yet. He spends time in front of the mirror because he knows, listen, you know, I'm Yosef, I have a life ahead of me, I can do great things. And he's got an energy, he's got a youthful energy that he can accomplish great things. And eventually he does. And that's why Shlomo HaMelech says, Smach bachur b'yaldusecha, halech b'acher darkei libecha, halech acher einecha, Don't stifle your youth. Don't say, okay, I'm a young person now, okay, fine, you know, just, what's it called? Stick myself in a closet and don't be happy. And just, you know, one of my children calls it being a robo-bacher or a wind-up bacher, you know. Turn yourself off and just, you know, lock yourself in a closet. Ignore the world. Live. Live. Halavai, the Torah should be your life. But live. Be happy. Be excited with life. Realize that you have that great potential. And realize that it's there for a reason. That's what being a nar is all about. That's what youth is all about. In the beginning, we have the most potential, and then through a lifetime, so you build the Kedusha. You have two Talmidei Chachamim. One younger Talmid Chacham, maybe he's 30, maybe he's 35. He can be an Ilui Atzim, a big Gain. You can have another Talmid Chacham. We learned the Derech Amunah together this week. Reb Chaim Knievsky. I venture to say, you go to see Reb Chaim Knievsky, the impression that he's going to make on you is not necessarily that he's the most energetic person in the world. It's not, oh wow, I was spoiled by how he's moving around so much. But you take a look at the eyes, you take a look at the whole presence, and there's a kedusha there. There's a kedusha that built over a lifetime. And there's more power than somebody who has much more energy. The younger person who jumps around and, you know, whatever, jumps and moves and does it, the Kedusha is not there yet, but the Kayach is there, which is also a tremendous thing. Our job is to realize that we have this Kayach, and through our lifetime, to bring it out the fail so that the Kayach becomes transformed into Kedusha. That basically is the point of Chanukah, and it's also the point of life. I always say this about this time of year, you know, because usually I would be coming back from a dinner now, you know, having flown to America and coming back to Hanukkah. This time, you know, they're starting to plan this virtual dinner. We're having, you know, Eliwood Day in the Beis Medrash or whatever, Hollywood Day or Eliwood Day in the Beis Medrash. All our, all of our movies that are going on. And I always, what's it called? It always makes an impression on me that, you know, people shouldn't get the wrong idea. Somebody said to me in the coffee room this week that, you know, whatever, he wants to make a website, you know, just for the Tomo movies. There should be a Netflix of just the Tomo movies. Forget about all these shiurim, you know, just the Tomo movies. What's the point of all the Tomo movies, basically? Sit and learn 2, 3, 4 years and become a lamdan, because then you'll be able to go out and have a fancy car and a nice business or whatever it is, and you're going to be able to stay very firm and have a lot and have a good seder, and that's going to take you through life. Tomo for life. And it's a very good message for people who are 45 years old, and maybe it's a good message for parents also who want to send their children to the institution. And I think that it is true. But for an 18-year-old, a 19-year-old, don't cut yourself short. Don't cut yourself short. An 18-year-old, 19-year-old, you have all your kayak with you right now. An 18-year-old, 19-year-old should be shooting for the stars. What it's going to be in the end, who knows? But set your sights on big things. Set your sights on the fact that right now you have a tremendous amount of kayach. And you're sitting and learning. And dream big. Dream about the things that you can do with your life. Dream about the things that you can learn in your life. Dream about the type of Talmud Chacham that you can be. And if you think big now, if you recognize your kayach, because at the end of the day, a kayach is not really for Borsellinos. It's not about being misalsel basari. It's realizing that I have youth and I have power, and that energy can take me to the moon, or it can make me into a great, great person. Set your sights on very, very big things. And Be'ezras Hashem, if you do that, so then through your lifetime, you take that kayach, which is biggest in the beginning, and day by day, that kayach becomes transformed into kedusha, So that Be'ezras Hashem, when you're 75 and 85 and 115 Be'ezras Hashem, even though the kayach may not be there the way that it's, that once was, but you don't need it anymore. Because then the Kedusha replaces the kayach, and all of the power comes not from the physical, but from the internal spiritual change that you made in yourselves. That's the message of Chanukah. Be'ez Hashem, I give all of you guys a bracha that, number one, to realize your potential. To realize v'hu nar in a positive way, smach bachur b'yaldusecha, and that you take that power and transform it into energy of Kedusha, like the message of Beis Shammai, and then Beis Hillel. Have a good Shabbos.